All right, we're going to call the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District Board to be in order here. Please.
Yep, and Juliana, she is the chair, so we'll hand it over to her. I'm sorry.
You've taken on the last couple times.
That's good.
You're the devil.
We have Director Topseff.
Here.
Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Chris.
Present.
Director Murakami. And Director Lucchese.
Present.
Thank you.
We'll move into presentations from the public. This is the time slot for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments should be presented, if desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Are there any presentations from the public? Seeing none, we'll move into the consent agenda. We have one item for today, which is air pollution adopt resolution authorizing the district to participate in the state wood smoke reduction program, with the district to receive California Air Pollution Control Officers Association CAPCOA funding in the amount of $219,060 to implement the program, which shall be completed by June 30th, 2025, continued from the September 19th, 2023 meeting.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
There's a motion by seconded by Director Valenzuela, and a request for discussion.
So I've asked for this before. This is at one point I believe this was discontinued because of funding from the state, but either way, I've always asked that we see a little report on where we've spent the money, who's, how many, which those were replaced. I mean, I think it's one of those things, if you recall, Mr. Casey said, we had a presentation before the, Lola group. There's a demand out there, and I just want to make sure that we're spreading the wealth, if you will. So in the future, if we can get a report on that.
You will, sir.
Thank you.
I estimate between $3,000 and $7,000 per person. So we'll be looking at 50 or 60, maybe a little more than that, with stoves with this money.
Is there a restriction? So my understanding of the program is that there are two different pots. One is that it's for lower income individuals that only have the wood stove as the primary heating source. Is that still the parameters of the guidelines?
Less so than the CDBG funds that are still available for that very purpose, and pretty much are directed toward those income efficient households.
Okay, so it's not
we
limited by jurisdiction.
We have a little more flexibility in how we deal with that.
Okay.
Can be based upon mostly emission reductions, and what had happened in the past is that we've discovered that there's a heck of a lot of wood stoves out there almost ready to burn their house away on. I mean, it was pretty scary, so it was a good thing.
Are there any other questions or discussion on the motion?
Shall we add Director Help to the list?
Yes.
He is now present, so we have all 6 members. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no other comments or discussion, we'll move into a roll call vote. Wendy, would you like to take
over? Director Murakami?
Aye.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Cobbseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Chris?
Aye.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye. Thank you.
Alrighty.
We'll move into item number 4, air pollution discussion and possible direction to staff regarding fee updates, continued from the September 19, 2023 meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Air District is proposing to increase fees. The Air District has been pretty conservative on fee increases. We've increased permit fees by CPI, Consumer Price Index only. There are other fees that haven't been addressed, and I would like to get some feedback from the board about the support, your support on that proposal. It takes a lot of effort to develop a fee increase, public meetings, etc. And if it's not going to be supported, it would be a waste of all of our time. Their district does need funding, and increasing fees will help. The proposal that will come before you, if you are supporting this, will show a progression from current fees, which haven't been touched for 20 years, to what is 100% cost recovery, so you'd have a chance to look at it and make some decisions based upon that. I don't expect to get that, but it would be good for you to know where that number lies. Okay?
We'll open up questions.
Question for you, Mr. Smith. As we deal with the public and answer their questions on this, how are we subsidizing with right now the actual cost, fee cost, actual cost, what's still in that gap? Yeah.
We are subsidizing it with every admin fee I can get from every program that we're managing, which is, I read a list of those to you guys earlier, probably about 20 programs. We are also using subvention funds where we can. Sometimes we're stealing from Peter to pay Paul, to right. be honest.
Okay, just, thank you.
There are any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Smith, but it would be real helpful for me to see it charted out currently to for me to be able to tell you one way or the other.
I understand that. I was advised that that would be a good idea, by the way. Not a better one enough for that.
Because until then, I can't give you okay. yay or nay to anything. So.
So one thing to keep in mind is that the limit of increase is based on the consumer price index for most of our fees, which last year was 6%, averages about 3%, maybe 4% per year. So the increases that would occur per year will be, I would consider that pretty low per year. So it would take a long time to reach anywhere near cost recovery.
Dr. Hall, do you have a question?
I have two questions. First, you know, if we're following CPI, why hasn't the fees increased in 20 years?
The rest of the fees haven't been increasing because in previous administrations, my previous boss or the previous air pollution control officer were conservative and were trying to avoid increasing costs for businesses. I'm pretty sure that was the reason for that. And I've supported that as much as I can, but we're getting to a point where I can't. So that's why I'm here talking about this today.
So I am interested in seeing the figures on cost recovery. As Director Kopsup also stated, but I'd also like to see the specific fees that we're charging for different permits.
Currently.
Different permits and an itemized list.
I have that available. If you prefer, I can actually send you an email with that information right now, or, you know, as soon as I get the meeting.
Well, I'm good with it. With it being part of the package that comes back to the board.
There is one other item I'd like to...
excuse me, I want to follow up on the fees. You know, I think 20 years is way too long to wait to do it, to take a look at it and adjust. You know, when we talk about CPI, that should be built in for ongoing. I mean, you know, I can only imagine what the fee was, if it's X, what Y would be now. Because we all know, particularly from my time on the board, how much costs have increased. So. Whereas I'm not just willing just to say increased fees. I think we do need the background information. I think we as a board need to see that ahead of time because it's going to generate questions. I don't want to sit here and be the dead horse once here's the packet, here we are.
Okay.
We also need to let the constituents know who are going to be affected. But this is down the pike. They need to be. I want to see their input in this also.
Okay.
Any other questions?
One more follow-up to that. I think that by providing a fee now and, you know, even cost recovery, getting it into the public hands now versus, I know it's not going to happen today, but the sooner the better because it's going to generate controversy, I'll say it that way. And so I'd rather be ahead of the curve than just rolling it out and saying, here's what we're thinking. So,
good suggestion. Another concern I have is that we would like to discuss using some throughput charges for gas stations. Most of the gas stations in Siskiyou County have been purchased by new owners. However, the gas station in Tule Lake, for example, has two dispensers. They pay the same fees that Pilot does in Weed. And Weed's Pilot station produces a million times more emissions or has the potential to produce a million times more emissions than the Tule Lake gas station. So we would like to change the fee structure for gas stations to account for how much gasoline is being sold through those dispensers at each point of the gas stations. I think it would be a fair charge to charge Mom-Pop station in Tule Lake less than charging Pilot, for example. You know.
Any other questions? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the item?
Showing none online.
Right. Seeing none, we'll close public comment. I think we've given direction. Is there anything else anyone would like to add? I'd be happy to take a look at the equitable model between the gas station basing it off of the fuel consumption as opposed to the base price. I'd be kind of interested in seeing what that looks like.
Be way different.
Through the chair. It's interesting because, yeah, I would too, but that the door you're going to open with that is, and it's fine, but within the LTC, there's been that controversy of gas stations that are producing X amount for sales tax and why they don't get a bigger portion of that excise tax back to their area. So it's going to be an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All these things are. Just a note. I discussed a couple of these things with some of my constituents, and they were pretty resistant to increased charges. That's why I tell you that. Pretty normal, I'm
sure.
Most
people usually are.
Yeah.
All right. Any other direction? Seeing none, direction given. There's everything else you need. Otherwise, we'll move into item number 5, which is minute approval. We have two sets for today. 5A, June 6, 2023, continued from our September 19, 2023 meeting. And 5B, September 19, 2023. Is there any discussion or motion?
Move to approve 5A.
Motion by Director Popseff. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Chris. Any other discussion? Would you like a roll call vote? Or?
Roll call would be great.
All right, go ahead.
Director Murakami?
Aye.
Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director Popseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye. And so there's one other item, 5B, September 19, 2023, meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion by Director Valenzuela, second by Director Hell. Any other discussion?
So further discussion, I guess, Council, you know, if there was no quorum, there's no the meeting wasn't open, the meeting wasn't closed, there's no minutes, so I'm not understanding. Wouldn't you just notice that there wasn't a quorum? I think that's what it's doing. But
and that's all it says, yes.
But how do you have minutes to a meeting that didn't exist?
I think it's just showing that some people showed up and that there was an attempt to have a meeting. So.
Didn't show anything of that. Just says it didn't have it. So I don't know why it's minutes. So to me, it would be meeting didn't basically occur because of a quorum. But it's not minutes.
Maybe you could look into that. Maybe just in the future, so we can save the 2 minutes that we're discussing the
I'll look into it. Your logic makes sense. I'll look into it. Get back.
I do believe when we have no quorum that we still open the meeting and state that we have no quorum on record. So maybe that's what we're supposed to do.
It could be a good communication tool for members of the public to go, well, what happened at that meeting, and then you say it didn't happen, and then they question where the minutes were or an acknowledgement of that. So.
They can look and say, oh, there was no quorum, so nothing happened.
Yeah. And they may be interested in which one of us actually show up on a consistent basis.
Well, and I mean, even our title today is adjourned special meeting when we didn't have a meeting, so how did you adjourn? So anyway, I'd like if you can get that without too much difficulty.
Our office has given advice in the past regarding this particular situation, whether it's not a quorum. And so our office did advise the clerk's office that it would be proper to state that the meeting is adjourned to this date. And so that's how it proceeded forward in that regard. With regard to the minutes, I will look into that, and we can discuss that next time.
And just a comment on the clerk's end. I did make a short recording of the meeting didn't happen due to lack of a quorum.
Yes.
So that shows up on our website. So technically there's an audio file, and my thought is to have the minutes that match that. Okay, thank you.
All right, seeing no other discussion on the motion at hand, we'll move to the roll call vote, please.
Okay, Director Murakami?
Aye.
Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director Popseff?
Stay here.
Thank you. Director Valenzuela?
Aye, sir.
And Director Chris?
I'm staying.
Thank you. And Director Lucchese.
Aye.
Thank you much.
All right, we'll move into item number 6, which is our final item, which is adjournment. All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. We adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.